Blog Talk Radio.
Give me my, got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air. Give me my, haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo, give me my, got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air.
Give me my,
haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo, I put the eight with through you. Bless the way like Marvin Gaye. If the chick got good box, the title queen to walk the plays. Let her run to the death like GMC. Tend to buy the dollar bills, watch the sack once. And while you know that you're all invited to come celebrate the birth of the splash of rifle, the chemical of balance, well, fuck it, I got telling. I'm on these little dick shots. I swear you niggas is wildin'. D know what's happening when I'm running with my dog. And the splash boys got me drennin' y'all before. Set type your name, a flame spark espresso. Mean sight before I tell you devils. Great A resurrected, did it, I'm the second coming. Then so cold in this beat, I need some robots. Give me that cow one, cause you niggas be acting creepy. And fuck Donald Trump, the comments now act weak.
Give me my, got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air. Give me my, haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo,
give me my,
got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air.
Give me my,
I fell in love when I heard it the first time. I fell in love when I heard my first rhyme. Now I'm here to collect what's mine. Give me my respect, dude, fool, before it's lunchtime.
Yeah,
you know I gotta have it, man, cause I gotta have it, man. So I take a stab at it, man. Grasp it with some action, stats and scratch them when I'm past them. I'm a bastard, moving faster, running past to get to class, bro.
Yeah,
you know I score high grade, eh? You always got a D, dog. You all about that play. I'm about my dollar bills, so you know I sack ones. And I'm a pile on bitches high until I make the sack come. I tap to touch mine, and I'm a boss one from the cow. Send it to God, have your mama scream, crying, saying, oh my lord, my baby not no more. God taking out with a verse on the NYU hall.
Give me my, got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air. Give me my, haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo,
take it anyway.
Give me my, got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air.
Give me my,
haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo,
take it anyway.
Squad real, no, we all affiliated. Plus we dope as fuck, I know y'all really hate it. So much talent in this motherfucker. We get together, know we wildin' in this motherfucker. Splash, you know we get it on the daily. Grindin' about my B.I. and I ain't up for failing. Grab the bull by the horns, tell him homie you won't know me. 7-5, get it in, microphone king. Hip hop, running deep in my veins. Drippin' on the beat, you can't keep clean with the blood stains. Call my bruh Ace, tell him bring the heat. Drop a record on these fools if you need to eat. NYU all hold it down for the streets. Dollar bill count one to God. These dogs, y'all my G stacking racks like y'all stack one. Shout out stack one. Firstborn got his thirst on. He don't lack funds, mobbing out to this crack music. Y'all gon' get high grade A to super producer. Tracking straight five for the love of hip hop. I spit facts, bringing fire to the booth. Salute if you rip tracks, let's go.
Give me my, got a problem that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air.
Me. A couple of weeks ago, you robbed my man. It's time to settle the score. Where that paper at, Fugazi nigga? Make it easy on yourself. Right eye or the left. Give me clearer. I'm only ever gonna ask you one more time. Where that paper at? Give me mine and no short. Yo, who the fuck you thought you was fucking with? Born to murder pussy niggas. You can't see the bigger picture. You got a target on your chest. Give me mine and let this be a lesson. Gangsters ain't to be fucked with. Project Gang, killer click, no retreat. I'm reloaded. Brrr. I'm from Texas. There's consequences to pay when you fuck with live niggas. You dig?
Give me my,
got a problem with that, yo. Give me my, hands in the air.
Give me my,
haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo,
take it anyway.
Give me my, got a problem with that, yo.
Give me
my, hands in the air.
Give me my,
haters can't stop my shot.
Give me my,
yo,
take it anyway.
Great A, and
why you are the rawest shit. Under the surface, what the fuck you expect? Thug it on IG, that's a nice post. Get caught and get rammed into a light post. 200 on a rusty line, all in check. My poker niggas when they hit you with that all in deck. 200 calls in the bubble phone, all collect. Catch him sudden, he's sleeping. Narcolet. Have to shorty with the bubble ass, get all you set. Up when it's time, up, and you under the stick. Keep talking, never wanna let his jaw sit. He got hit to the left of where his thought sits. Better chill, stack dollar bill, we off that. Dog Callen, firstborn, different cloth that. For the love of hip hop is what will cause that. Three-peat thriller, this is what you call
give
that.
Me mine.
Woo! For the love of hip hop, Genuine Stacks, Diamond Eyes, Lyric 757, Shaka Bonton, and Grade A. That was For the Love of Hip Hop 3. What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with none other than the True T. With me, Genuine, Pretty Carter, and Switchblade Carter. Tonight, we're going to dive into something that probably don't nobody want to, you know, actually, like, you know, talk about for real. But, unfortunately, so, we got to talk about it. You know, I had a very interesting situation that happened today for real, and it showed me that as much as we would like for it to not be the case right now, but racism, unfortunately, is still alive, kicking and well right now. And so we want everybody to call in today and tell us about if you had a racist experience, you know, whether it be with one of the pigs or it could have been with somebody who just didn't care or give 10 craps what anybody had to say. Okay? Now, I wanted to start this off the right way or whatever, and I wanted to welcome everybody, you know, to the show and anything, and thank everybody that's been really rocking with us since day one, for real, since we switched over the show and the format and anything. With that being the case, I am beyond the word highly upset right now because I'm trying to figure out who in their right mind, and I mean who in their right mind, wants Donald Trump in office. And a lot of people are saying that, well, you know, people nowadays need to, you know, get to that place where they can accept, you know, him as the presumptive nominee, but I can't understand. I mean, I literally sat there today and I was just broken up into a million pieces today because of what I seen and what I heard. See what I'm saying? It's just like crazy, you know? And then on top of that, you have people right now, like for instance, first and foremost, you had two people who could have took him out, and instead of them taking him out, they just give up just because of what happened in Indiana. And I think what happens is, just like here in Baltimore, where I'm at right now, it's the same concept. First of all, I definitely believe that the shows and the results, everything is rigged to me because there's no way possible a person can say half of the crap he says on there and nothing. See what I'm saying? So then you have Ted Cruz who dropped out. And I'm thinking, okay, well, at least we got, you know, John Kasich is still in there, and he drops out too. And I'm like, who is telling these people to drop out like this? Like, nobody needs not one little bit to have these people do that for real. Like, I don't understand it at all. you know? So that's why, you know, I just took it as, I mean, Hillary has to really show and prove, you know, and, you know, I just feel like people right now need to wake up, you know, and realize that if you don't want 4 years of a complete asshole and bigot in the White House, then you need to do something for him. You know what I'm saying? And so, and the thing is, people say, well, you know, we should have had somebody who actually wanted to change the game, whatever. You know, but guess what, though? Nobody at all was trying to help. Everybody wanted to go in and just roll with them. You know, everybody wanted to sit there and say, you know what? You know what I'll do? I'll go in and I'll make sure that this is exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna be the little bitch for the Republican nomination or whatever, and I'll just roll with Donald. You know, that's not how it goes. You know, how do you guys feel right now? The lines are open. We need to know. 929-477-3273. And we want to hear from you guys because we want to know what's going on. So we have a caller that's calling right now. Calling you now with the True Tea with me, Genuine. Yeah. What's good?
Hey, Genuine.
What's good? So listen, how do you feel now knowing that Donald Trump may possibly be our next president?
Well, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, like, my name is Cheyenne, by the way. Hi.
Okay. Hello.
And I just feel that that's a mess up because, like, why is he able to try to become a president? And more than likely, he probably bought everybody in to try to, you know, nominate him. And he probably paid everybody the last bit of change that he had, you know, to his name. You know,
yeah,
and everybody already know, like, he's making money off of this. Like, come on, like, and then also, like, a lot of people also is trying to vote for Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that she might make a difference because her husband, like, you got to think about it. Like, they both different. Her husband, that dude was a nigger in a white skin. Like, then you got his wife, which, you know, what does she have? Like, what does she try to do? Like, she's just trying to come out. You know, like, don't get me wrong, she's okay, but you got to think about it. She also didn't like the fact that, you know, that Obama was a president. You know, even though that he put her right beside him, she didn't like the fact that she was beside him. She wanted to be ahead of him.
Exactly. And see, this is the reason why I say all the time, I don't care if you don't even like the people that are there. Or whatever. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, stop bullshitting and bitching about, oh, well, I'm not gonna vote because my vote doesn't count. Everybody's vote counts. The vote that doesn't count is the stupid people that don't go out and fucking vote. You have to go out and vote. And this is the reason why I say people were saying about, even people were talking about Bernie Sanders. All these young people came out. Oh, we want Bernie Sanders, And then when the polls come out, we're all these fired up young people who wanted Bernie in there. See what I'm saying? So it's just crazy to me. And you guys allowed you guys allowed two great candidates to drop out the race so that he would have the nomination. And now Hillary has to work 15, 20, 30 times as hard just to get, you know, the presidency. And it's going to be tough for her because this guy has said everything. Go ahead.
Then you got to also think about it, she's a female. So it makes it easy. So she got to work extra hard because she is a female.
Exactly.
You know, even if she's racist or whatever, like if she's racist, like hopefully she's not racist because that's just going to make it harder for her to try to become a president because how are you going to be racist? Then you a female Republican. Like,
yeah, that's...
Like, come on, like,
see,
that's going to be extra.
But see, this is the reason why I say all the time, if you're going to be out here and you're going to be talking about how you want to change something, the first thing you have to change is yourself. Because anytime that you get mad at somebody that's giving you a job, he could have left your crazy ass right there by the wayside. He gave you a very powerful position because he wanted you to be president after he served his eight term, you know, his two terms of office. So obviously he believed in you. Meanwhile, you're going against the man that believes in you. That's crazy. But you know, so I just think that we need to get back to true policy. Stop worrying about who got the most money and all that other shit. It's ridiculous, right? To me, it's ridiculous. But I want to thank you. Yeah. And one more thing, though. The crazy part is, if Cruz had spent more time worrying about the election than if Ted Cruz would have spent more – time going for the nomination
lower
than attacking Trump, I think he would have got the nomination. But people do not people can't stand hate now, and obviously now I guess they decided to just go with it. I don't know, whatever. Thank you so much for calling in, Del, for real. I really appreciate that, for real.
You're welcome.
All right. We want to thank her so much for calling in, for real. And we want to hear from you, though. Call in right now. Call in. We want to hear from you. What do you think about that? And also, what tripped me out more than that was the fact that now it's been reported, and I knew this was coming. It's been reported that Jay-Z, Hova, is in the studio as we speak right now recording a response album to His Side of the Lemonade. Uh-oh. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that it's going to make a bigger impact or whatever than what the other people had done? I mean, because think about this right here. We're talking about people who absolutely went with Beyonce and Jay's a cheater and he's a cheating bastard and stuff. Let me tell you right now, Jay-Z, I hope he's listening. If he's not, I'll send this to him myself. Jay-Z, please do us a favor, okay? Do us a huge favor. If you're going to go and make this album, don't hold a damn thing back. We want all the dirt you're going to do. And don't try to sugarcoat nothing, because she sure as hell didn't sugarcoat nothing about you. Okay? So I'm telling you right now, don't sugarcoat nothing. Because at the end of the day, she has already told the world, I'm talking about the whole entire world, that you are just a cheating fool that just sticks your dick in whatever. So I say, hey, You know, I just think that you should just go in and you should just do what you got to do. Don't try to hold nothing back. Don't try to make it seem like everything is all cool or whatever. No. I don't think so. You need to go in, okay? Let's go in. Don't hold nothing back. What do you think, guys? Call in right now. Call in. Do not be afraid. Call in right now. 929-477-3273. The lines are open. Tell me what you think about that for real. Now, and the other thing we want to talk about today is racism. Now, I had a situation that happened today or whatever. And after I experienced it, you know, I just looked at it like this. Everybody and their mother, it just made me feel like, is racism still active and alive here in America? You know? I'm just saying it just makes you think about what really is going on here. Okay? What is really going on here? If you cannot at all walk inside of a 7-Eleven of all places, get your food, and then leave back out for real, then that's something wrong with you. See what I'm saying? There got to be a cutoff point when you stop being this whole whatever and start standing up right now to what you believe. If you believe that you are being slighted or whatever, then by all means, say it. You know, and I just think that, you know, it's just really crazy, you know. And the way how he treated me today lets me know that he is just crazy for real. You know, and the thing is, you know, people got to realize that people that are racist are not born that way. No, they're not born that way, not one little bit. Not born that way. You would say, well, I taught my son how to hate. Well, that's your dumb self. That's your dumb self right there. You know, call it right now, ladies and gentlemen, though, 929-477-3273. Call it right now. We want to tell you about a show that's coming up right now for real. And I'm hoping that everybody will get a chance to get out there and pick up your stuff right now for real. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't have any money or all that stuff. Well, here's what I'm saying right now, okay? I know that some people don't do have money, but here's the thing. On June 23rd, 2016, I will be right here in Baltimore, Maryland at the Depot. You know, and we want you guys to be able to come out and show and prove for you. Get your tickets right now. AFTONSHOWS.com/genuine. And we need you to purchase your tickets today. Okay. Go on there right now. And we need you guys right now to go in there and show people that you absolutely have something to actually talk about for them. Because here's the thing. I look at it at the end of the day. If anybody is going to be out here doing what they're doing or whatever, we need people that's going to actually Go in here and do what you got to do. This is what it is, real. We need you guys to go in and purchase the tickets. Stop acting like everything is not cool. Purchase the tickets. You know, purchase the tickets. You know? And the thing is, all we need is 10 more tickets. So, you know? So purchase the tickets today. There's no reason that you can't purchase the tickets. See what I'm saying? Now, call in right now at 929-477-3273 right now and let us know what you think about the shocking results with the election, with Jay-Z actually making a response album to Lemonade, and what do you think about race relations? We want to know. Call in right now. Okay, you know, and the thing is too, we want you guys to be able to be able to feel like you guys have a say. Okay, this is what it is. Okay. Now, here's what I feel about this. Just like I said, when it came down to you guys or what have you, you have to want it. You know what I'm saying? You have to want to make a difference. You have to want to have, you know, a person out here trying to make something for real. So this is what it is, though. You have to want to have it. And if you don't want to make a difference, then listen, stay home, and don't even do nothing with the thing or whatever. And this is what it is, for real. Stop acting like you don't have nothing to say or whatever, because you do. All right, caller, you're now in right now with the True Tea with me, Genuine. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling today because, first of all, he's Kim, and I'm really upset that Donald Trump is making it this far because everybody's getting scared. A lot of people backed out. I'm surprised that Maryland voted for me, and I'm actually watching TV right now, and he's talking a good talk. He said he's going to get Al-Qaeda a couple of weeks ago, and we all know that's not true. It just makes no sense at all to be saying things that you know you can't do. And when everybody votes this man in, he's really going to show everybody what he is doing. And once it goes through Congress, none of this stuff is going to happen, and I don't understand why people don't see that.
But you know, but see, the problem with it is, though, is that people decided that they wasn't going to have the balls enough to stand up for what was right, not just the fact that this dude had money. It has nothing to do with you having money. But see, like they said, his money talked. His money talked them all the way to the nomination. See what I'm saying?
For now. Yeah, but Hillary's
right.
Still in it, which I'm glad. A woman, she's the only one. Everybody else is gone. And he even said tonight he's going to get back to Benjamin Carson to join his group. And to say that out early, he likes what they're talking about. He has respect for them. But he's just blowing the hot air. And a lot of people want so badly to believe, yeah, we're going to get rid of Al-Qaeda. There's so many entities of Al-Qaeda. Good luck with that. That's not going to happen. And it's just crazy. Like, you know, and like you said, money, I believe Blue Right, he has plenty of money. And now he's being audited. And the guy on TV on Fox 25 News was asking, I'm sorry, CNN was asking us tonight, well, how come we can't see your tax papers? He says, look, right now while I'm being audited, I'm not going to show my papers. I can't. My lawyer will not let me. Like, come on.
Well, that's why I said, please let him get audited. And that's what needs to be right there for real. So that's what it is. So I'm hoping that he does actually get audited. That's what I need him to do. So, but yeah, I thank you for calling in for real and everything. And I thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the True Tea right here. I mean, we had a great show. I thank everybody for calling in and really giving me the opportunity to bring something different and something unique back to the station. We'll be back with you guys at 12 o'clock midnight. So we'll see you then. Until then, peace. One.